Hello everyone, welcome to the next episode of Life at Apollo podcast. Today I'm here with one of Apollo's delivery coaches. Hello Camilla, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, hi Shania, it's a pleasure.
How are you today? How are you feeling?
I'm fine as always, thanks for asking. And I'm looking forward to our chat, honestly. I wouldn't say I'm nervous, even though I am, of course. But one clever guy once told me that whenever I'm nervous, I should try to switch it into excitement. So I would rather say I'm excited.
I will try to use it next time. Because I'm always nervous when we are recording the podcast. So.
Yeah, honestly, sometimes this switch works and sometimes it don't. So that's right.
I think I'm mostly nervous about the post-production because I need to hear my voice all over again a couple of times, and that's not really pleasant. I don't know, but I'm not the person who likes his voice. So yeah.
Honestly, I don't know anyone who likes like the voice of him or her.
Yeah. It sounds completely different than you are used to, right? Because I sound completely different than I think.
Yeah, you know what is worse than hearing you talking? It's hearing you singing. That's the worst.
Oh yeah. That's why I don't engage in any karaoke. To spare everyone of the torture. All right, so let's jump to the first traditional question, and that is, how long are you part of the Actum company?
Well, I joined Actum last September, so it is more than a year now. Time runs really fast, right?
Yeah. I'm already 2 years there, and when I noticed the LinkedIn notification, I was like, already? That doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, it feels the same for me. I felt like I'm part of Actum and Apollo in the first month for more than just a few months, but then the time like somehow slowed down, and now I feel like I was always almost part of this great division.
Yeah, like second family, right? I think we are, or at least I consider myself as lucky, because the team is really.
Definitely.
All right, next traditional question that I ask everyone is, how did you get to your current position?
Well, it's quite a simple story. I knew Stepanovac, our solution architect from DB1, from my previous job. We were working on the same project, on the same team together, and we got on pretty well, so we stayed in contact. And once Stepan mentioned that Actum is looking for a new delivery coach, and I said, why not? Let's give it a try. And you know the rest of the story, because you and Petya were the first person I met under interview, and then I decided to do this change, and I'm pretty happy about that.
I was actually discussing if we didn't schedule in the interview.
No,
weren't we like
that? No, absolutely not. You had this like casual beach vibe that I enjoyed. It was nice chat.
All right. And as we mentioned, you are a delivery coach. So how would you describe your work and what brought you to this position or this direction?
Well, in my previous job, I worked in financial sector with banks and insurance companies, and we were delivering the security solution for anti-financial crimes, but whatever. However, I was more a project manager than delivery coach, which means I was responsible for overall organization of the team to ensure the projects were completed on time, within budget, and with their goals fulfilled. I was responsible for creating schedules, managing budgets, liaising between the team and stakeholders, managing risks, also managing change requests. I was also arguing with clients about mandates on a daily basis, which was fun. However, at one point, I became interested in agile approach because it seemed to be answering a lot of issues we were facing on some of my projects. For example, with planning from long-term perspective, answering priority changes on client side, etc. So I became interested in that, and what I liked about that was mainly the fact that the customer is always involved in the decision-making process, which leads to greater customer retention. And also by keeping the customer in the loop and making changes according to their feedback, you deliver the best possible value to the customer and ensure that the final product is truly according to their requirements. So there is great flexibility as well. Another benefit of agile approach is that the go-to-market time gets significantly reduced as well. Also, I like the fact that with the autonomy to the development team and with everyone on the team taking full responsibility to their work, makes it more likely that the teams involved in a project are motivated and satisfied, which usually leads to better quality product. Because if everyone on the dev team have the ownership of the product, they are working on it with motivation, which can result in the creation of a productive and highly motivated environment that leads to high quality product that makes the client happy.
And that's the goal, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But there are more benefits like better control and predictability, reducing risks of delivery. And we can spend hours discussing this here, but I guess I still didn't answer the question on what is the role of me, right, as a delivery coach. So basically, I'm trying to find the best of process fit for the team and for the client in order to maximize the value delivered by the team, which should lead in client satisfaction. So that's it. Customization of processes and best fit of it. The processes we have in Apollo are combined from more frameworks. We have something from Scrum, Kanban, etc. But the main thing is to customize the process so it is ideal for both parties, the team and the client. And I'm trying also to constantly improve this so it addresses the changes in the context as well.
So I think it's nice that you have like both words to compare, the one without and with those frameworks.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. We are currently suggesting to our client to switch some kind of traditional processes from the Scrum framework to at least give them better overview of the project. So I'm actually in the transition phase, and I know what you are talking about here. So hopefully it will grow.
Fingers crossed. I think like when we are discussing like this traditional approach and agile approach, I don't think there is like good answer, and there is it's not black and white. In every context, something different can work, you know, but the thing is like to try to find the best fit for the team and for the context and for the project.
And I will say that the best thing about it is that you can possibly tailor it to project directly and to the client.
We doesn't
have to enforce all the ceremonies and so on, but just cherry pick the best ones for them. All right, and as we mentioned, you are a year and something in Apollo. So how was the first year? How was the transition from one company to another?
It was absolutely amazing. Or it is still absolutely amazing, my presence in Apollo. Honestly, I was really considering it very hard if I want to change my position, because it was something new for me, you know. But now I'm really happy that I decided to become a part of Actuum. I'm lucky enough to work on really interesting projects with inspirational people, amazing client. I'm learning every day, especially these days when I was assigned to a new team that is preparing me a lot of great challenges. But generally, I'm really happy that I found myself in an environment that enables improvements and personal growth, because I feel that I learned so much, and I hope I'm trying to give it back at least a bit.
Yeah, I actually like how enthusiastic are you about your work, which it's inspiring for once. And second, it lifts up the mood, I would say. So I think you're a perfect fit.
Thank you, Shania. I'm happy you chose me.
Okay, I think that was enough of the work. I think we described your work in general, so everyone interested in this journey could catch up on that. There will be probably lots of materials flowing on the internet, so if they want. And I would say that you are attending some events regarding the delivery coaching, right?
Yeah, you're right. So in June, I think it was June, we had a lovely trip to Antwerp in Belgium.
Nice.
There was a happiness conference. I also had the knowledge snack about this conference. It was quite inspiring. We met a lot of interesting people, like Claude Silver, the first HR chief officer from Vinamedia. So that's one. And I think in November we will be attending Agile conference in Prague, which I'm also looking forward, because there is not enough inspiration for us. So I'm quite looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to see some colleagues from my field that are based in Czech Republic, because I think we are having a lot of contact with not Czech and Slovak delivery coaches or Scrum Masters, Agile coaches. you can choose whatever you like. So I'm interested in our small pool.
Yeah, I actually met some of them on Agile Camp we went with Petra. And those events are always fun because the techniques and the events you are trying there, which you will be probably then transferring to your teams, are always fun. So I enjoy those events.
I think it's important for us to try to broaden our perspectives, you know, meet new people, collaborate, try to find like what the challenges other delivery coaches, agile coaches, scrum masters have. And relate to them maybe and try to find some inspiration.
Have the collective knowledge, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And sharing the issues and challenges, that's always the best. Complaining about how hard the life of our role is.
Yeah, but then you know you have like more opinions on the matter and you can choose the best fit for you. That's the awesome part of it. All right, let me ask you about your hobbies, Camilla. What are you doing when you're not working?
Oh, I think the most of the time I'm trying to dedicate to my dog, my Shiba Inu, Lily. She's 6, so I'm enjoying
time. She's so adorable.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Also, I try to do Bikram yoga at least two times per week. Also, some running, other exercise. Also, I have a choir, amazing choir, mixed choir. We are called Lucky Voice Band because our director is called Lutzka. So it's like play with words.
Yeah.
So these are my biggest hobbies. Also, I love baking, but you know it.
Yeah, I know. And you bake amazing cakes. So every time you just ping the message to Apollo Teams, I'm like considering to get to the office just to have a bite. Yeah, if there is a food, sign me up.
Absolutely. You know? The next thing I'm gonna bake, actually one of my colleagues inspired me just today, will be pastel de nata, which is Portuguese specialty. And yeah, I've never
Pedro.
Exactly. Guess who asked for it? That will be my next baking challenge.
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully there will be something left for Pedro.
I will definitely let Pedro and you know when this is coming.
Yeah, I will put it in my calendar. Okay. You mentioned you are singing in a choir. How long are you part of it?
I think it will be 4 years or so, something like that. I was looking forward like some good and nice group of people that is getting together not only for the singing purposes. And I found this choir. Mm-hmm. I really did love the type of music they were doing. So I signed up and luckily there was a space for soprano one, which I am. This is the highest pitch voice. It's not very pleasant to hear just individually, but when you are singing in a choir and you are soprano first, it's fine. Let's say. So what we are singing, like as a type of music, we call this high classic. And basically we are singing from like spirituals to some really heavy classic stuff. But at the same time, we do love to sing pop music, like All About the Bass and Bohemian Rhapsody, etc. So this is, it's my second family. They are great.
Nice.
They even sing on my wedding.
Ah, nice. But it's like kind of, you know, it should be mandatory for your mates, right?
True.
If you had a band, there will be band playing on your wedding, right? You are part of the team, so they have to.
And actually, we just got from Poland this weekend, where we won the gold medal.
It
was international competition of choirs.
Wow! So congrats, scored. Guys.
That's good.
And where we can listen to your performances? Are you somewhere on YouTube or something?
We have some recordings on YouTube, but I think the best thing would be to come to listen to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I should probably link the event for everyone so they can attend. Wow. And congrats once again.
Small advertisement. We are hiring male voices, guys.
Ah, but is it hard to find male singers?
We have a lot of them, but we still need more.
Okay. So, if you are up to singing, just let Camilla know.
Definitely. And we have the, it's just the best group.
Okay. You're singing classical, so I suppose the Latin text?
Yeah, we don't do much Latin. We sing some classical stuff, but as I said, we prefer pop and more funny pieces. Yeah. So we have some Czech songs, we have some English songs. I think the majority is English. We have some Swahilian, we have Latvian, we have, I think, Norwegian as well. So it's a mixture. Estonian as well.
Right. That must be nice to learn new lyrics in those languages, right?
I think the worst language I had to learn in a choir for the song purposes was Indian. We sang Balai Laka and it was so fast. Like everybody was just mumbling and stumbling. And it was funny. It was funny. But it was good. Yeah, it was good song.
Nice. Okay, so let's switch back to the traditional questions. And I always ask my guests, are you reading? And if so, what are your favorite books?
Yeah, I'm reading. I try to read at least few pages every day before I get to sleep or in a train to work, etc. My favorite book is definitely Harry Potter, no doubt here. But I also love novels with strong stories and great narrative style. So I love Elena Ferrante, if you know her, or classics like Marquez, Casares, etc. Also, I like to read lifestyle books about nutrition. And the good one, a book that I would like to recommend, is written by Indian author. I cannot remember the name now, but Circadian Rhythm.
Yeah.
And it's about sleep and like the diseases that are caused by not sleeping well.
So I think that was pretty popular book, right? With Why Do We Sleep, right?
I think the book, The Circadian Code, I think the author was awarded Nobel Prize, but I'm not sure about that.
It's kind of funny that the thing we all do and live by, but we know such a little about, right?
Exactly. But I like to learn stuff about that. And also what I'm currently reading is a book by John Cleese, member of Monty Python's, my favorite. And this book is called Creativity, A Short and Sure-for Guide. And this is about creativity and basically that it is also one of the skills that people can acquire. So you can learn how to be creative.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Camilla, we just sprint over all the questions. So we are actually reached to an end today's session. So I have last most annoying questions to all my guests. And that's, do you have any wisdom you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. Sleep more and eat more veggies.
Yeah. Ah, nice. That's the holy grail of life, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what your mama was telling you since you were a kid and you didn't listen. Now you are sleep deprived.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe one more point. Just trying to find whatever you are passionate about and try to do it as best as you can. And do not be afraid of changes and challenges, because that is what is helping us becoming the better versions of ourselves.
And you never know where the new path will lead you.
Exactly.
I'm like a huge example of it. Like 5 years ago, I wouldn't say that I will do anything like I'm doing right now. And I actually love it. So, all right. I would say that we will definitely post the date and the places where you're having the concert. I would ask you also to do a list of the book, because we did it a couple of times. So I will publish it on our Instagram page so everyone can find it. Mm-hmm. Then I will, as usual, ask you to do a top 20 playlist for our Spotify.
Sure.
So you'll post there. And I would like to thank you, Camilla, for the closing message. We tend to overcomplicate our life with unnecessary stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I should have stick just for the sleep more and eat more veggies. Maybe the pathetic stuff was not necessary. You're right.
No, come on. Everything is important. And this is the place where we should say it, right? Where else?
True.
Okay, so thank you once again for joining me on today's session. It was a real pleasure to chat with you. I have definitely learned more stuff about Agile and more stuff about you. And I hope you guys liked it too. I hope that everyone who is interested in this career path will feel more motivated and inspired to pursue this, because it's awesome. And if you guys have any questions or suggestions for the next episode, let us know.
I just would like to thank you for having me as well. It was great as usual with you, Shania. Happy to chat with you.
I'm happy too. And I wish you all a wonderful rest of the week. And stay tuned for the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Apollo out.